You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations. I'm glad to have two very special friends on the line with me. They are Lacey and David Golden. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Lacey and David Golden.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Glad to have you. Now, let's talk about this experience at the school as these students are excited for you guys and they wanted to help the babies.
Yes, we were so touched with their outpouring of support and just really the love that they showed for Brady and the rest of the children at the Bell Center by doing this.
Yeah, it started with the kids, too. I mean, the kids are the ones who showed the initial interest in wanting to do something for the Bell Center. And yeah, they really just needed the adults to work out some of the details and kind of contact one another. So it's really, really did start and has been driven by these kids.
So do you know if a teacher asked the students and gave this as an option, or if one of the students spoke up and said they wanted to help the Bell Center?
Well, the Mercedes Weekend Marathon is a big weekend in Birmingham, as you know, and the Kids Mercedes Marathon is a big thing in the elementary schools where the kids kind of get to practice running, learn to love it, know why it's healthy, et cetera. But Coach Recky, who is the PE teacher at Bryan Elementary, and who is awesome, by the way, was telling the kids the history of the Mercedes Marathon weekend and how it's associated with the Bell Center and helps raise funds for the Bell Center also. And the kids, when they heard about the Bell Center and all the children that the Bell Center helped, just got very excited and wanted to do something and kind of basically said, what can we do to help?
And since you brought it up, Lacey, let's talk about the Bell Center and why these children would gravitate toward that to want to support it.
Well, the Bell Center is a very special place. It's located in Homewood, Alabama, and it's a center where any child who is three or under with any type of disability or who is at risk for a developmental delay can come and receive therapy such as occupational therapy, speech therapy, physical therapy, and also education with a special education teacher. And they can come up until they're 3 years old, and they work with various aspects of that therapy and in different ways. And it's just an amazing resource to have in our hometown and to be available to us.
How is the Bell Center going to benefit Brady?
Well, you know, it has been an amazing thing to already see Brady be at the Bell Center and how much he's even already benefited in this short time. He started at 6 weeks old, so he started early, but we just wanted to get going. We were motivated, and the Bell Center was more than welcoming to us. And what he's doing now, he's working with all of those disciplines again as far as therapy and education goes. He's working on different types of tummy time, sitting up, rolling over. He even does baby sit-ups, which I love. yeah, and it's amazing to see his progress already in just really 3 short months. He has done amazing work already, and I can tell that it's already getting him stronger and helping him progress faster than he would have otherwise. And one benefit that we have really loved also is how much the Bell Center has equipped us to help him. They're wonderful at helping parents, encouraging parents, and also just teaching us how to best help him and work with him and do his therapy at home, because we do a lot at home also.
Lacey, how did you find out about the Bell Center after you and David adopted Brady?
Well, we actually adopted his older brother, Bowen, and then had a very surprised pregnancy very soon after with Brady. So it was kind of a shock, but they're 10 months apart. So they are very close. Our life is straight chaos right now.
That is what's confused me. They're so close in age. That's because we were helping through the Mark White Show as you were trying to adopt through Sacred Selections. And then I was like, wow, that was pretty quick. So, and I'm looking at two children at the same time. That's where the missing link is.
Well, a lot of people have gotten confused about which child is which, and we understand they're very close in age. we feel that every day.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, the Bell Center was actually a place I had volunteered in high school for a summer, so it's kind of come full circle. I never ever thought I would be there as a parent, but it's been such a wonderful experience. And to be honest, I'd fallen out of touch with the Bell Center for a few years, but our great friend Rachel Copeland, who is a speech language pathologist, also reminded me that when Brady was born about the Bell Center, and he contacted them, and the rest is history.
You know, I've had close contact with the Alabama Down Syndrome organization, and they have wonderful resources that they offer to families. And it's been something that I've enjoyed myself to get to know a lot of these young people through their organization. Is part of your family's life now too?
Well, yes, it is. Now we are just kind of getting involved with, Down Syndrome Alabama. There are so many wonderful organizations out here that we're still learning about, but it's been quite a journey you know, with Brady's diagnosis to begin with, but also having two kids so close in age together, we're slowly trying to get into different groups. But yes, that is a group that we're kind of slowly becoming a part of, but are very excited about doing more with.
David, I've known your family for a very long time and knew your grandparents when we were at Sun Valley Church of Christ those many years ago, back in the late 80s. How have your parents enjoyed having the grandsons?
Oh, my goodness. Well, they are beside themselves any time that the kids show up at the front door. You know, they have energized both of them and really just given them a wonderful outlet for the love that they've always had in them. And just they've always loved kids and just, you know, having us so close by, living nearby, it's been great, man. It's really just energized and shown a lot of the good that we have to be thankful for in our family. Just how wonderful they are, for sure.
I want to say this too, David, because your mom at some point is probably going to listen. And Lisa used to load us all up into the van, and we would go and watch the 99-cent movie, or she would take us out to eat together. And I always enjoyed Lisa's energy as a mom, and I appreciated her because I was being raised by grandparents at the time, and Lisa really did step into a motherly role that I appreciated and saw in her. She was always so kind to me and my brother when we were in Sun Valley, and it's always been a part of my life to remember Lisa and Roger and your grandparents too, and the impact that they had on my life was very special.
Oh, absolutely, and if you come by and visit sometime, you'll see that these kids have given her as much energy as she has ever had. I mean, she is about it.
That's awesome. And I'm sure they keep Roger on his toes too.
Definitely. We all do.
Now, Lacey, you have been a nurse. Are you still nursing today?
Well, actually, no. I was a physician assistant with St. Vincent's East and Grady Maddox in hand surgery most recently. But after adopting Bowen, I just couldn't go back. I had full plans to go back full time. Never thought I would be a stay-at-home mom. But here we are, and I am loving every second of it right now.
That's great. And I do want to mention Sacred Selections, because with Bowen, you were able to have the financial support from people who support Sacred Selections and make the adoption. And we did try to help through the Mark White Show. And I'm so glad that that did take place.
Yes, we are so thankful to Sacred Selections and to people like you who helped make this adoption possible, because, you know, I just don't know what we would do without Bowen and without Brady. And it's they've just made our life so much richer.
One of the things I do want to do is to give a shout out to those 200 students at Bryan Elementary. And maybe you have a message. There's some of the parents maybe listening, have their kids close by. And my daughter, Cora, in just a few minutes, will have Cora's Corner, and she's going to read a story. So it's very fitting today that we talk about children.
Yes. You know, what I would really like to tell those children is just thank you. But thank you is just not enough. It has really touched my heart to know that so many children care about Brady and other children that might be a little bit different also. We all have some differences, but we're all alike in so many ways. And this just really touched our hearts to be so inclusive of others and to show each other how much we care and that this world really is a great place.
I also like to add to that just a shout out to the parents of these kids, because you know, you can see the effects of the love that has been shared with these kids and the work that's been put into raising them in a way that they do care so much, so genuinely. They're not trying to look good for anybody else. They're really doing it out of the goodness of their heart. And so I just want to just send a shout out to the parents of these kids. And, you know, one of our goals in raising ours is that they would be the ones to be right alongside these. So, you know, there's so much to be said for the parents of all of them.
And I want to make sure, too, that people know how to find Mercedes Marathon, mercedesmarathon.com. And then when we're talking about the Bell Center for Early Intervention Programs, they can go to the website in thebellcenter.org, thebellcenter.org, and for Sacred Selections, that's sacredselections.org. Wow, we've covered a lot of organizations today, haven't we?
We sure have, and they're all wonderful.
Yeah. So go ahead, as just said, I was just going to say, God's doing a lot of work through these organizations and through these kids, and you know, that has been so in the forefront of our minds. It's just seeing God's handiwork and how He works through good people in the world.
Absolutely. I agree completely. And I appreciate both you and Lacey and your love for children and the fact that now you have two to take care of. I have one myself. Me and April handle a 9-year-old. And right now that's good. You know, having two children that are so close in age, I know that that's a challenge, but I appreciate both of you taking that challenge on.
Oh, well, yeah, fun doing it. That's for sure.
Usually, 3 a.m. can be a little rough sometimes, but you know what? I'm part of it.
I wake up at 3 a.m. and go back to sleep. See, my 9-year-olds are, you know, we're at that point now. But, you know, I remember the days waking up in the wee hours of the morning and taking care of Cora. And bless you both. How about that?
Right.
Thank you.
Lacey and David Golden, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Having us.
Absolutely, Mark.
Folks, when we come back, we'll have Cora's Corner as Cora reads The Three Bears. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
This is Cammy Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora is reading
the Three Bears. And now, here's Cora White.
Once upon a time, three bears lived in a cottage near a wood. And in a house on the other side of the wood, a little girl lived with her parents. One of the bears was a great big bear. One was a middle-sized bear. And one was a tiny wee bear. The girl had long golden hair, so she was called Goldilocks. One day, the three bears went for a walk while their breakfast porridge was cooling. And while they were gone, Goldilocks, who was in the wood, came to their cottage. Noticing that the door was open, she peeped in, and there she saw a table upon which were three bowls of porridge. One of the bowls was a great big bowl. One was a middle-sized bowl, and one was a tiny wee bowl. Set round the table were three chairs. One of the chairs was a great big chair. One was a middle-sized chair, and one was a tiny wee chair. Goldilocks looked this way and that way, but she saw no one. So she went to the cottage, and being hungry, she took up a great big spoon and helped herself to porridge from the great big bowl. But she quickly dropped the spoon back into the bowl, for the porridge was too hot and had burned her tongue. Then she took up a middle-sized spoon and helped herself to some porridge from the middle-sized bowl, but quickly dropped the spoon back into that bowl also, for the porridge was too cold and she did not like it. And last, she took up a tiny wee spoon and helped herself to some porridge from the tiny wee bowl. Now the porridge in the tiny wee bowl was just right, neither too hot nor too cold. So very soon Goldilocks had eaten it all up. Then, being tired, she sat down in a great big chair. But she quickly jumped up again, for the great big cushion in it was too hard. After that, she sat down in the middle-sized chair. But again, she quickly jumped up, for the middle-sized cushion in it was too soft. And the last, she sat down in the tiny wee chair, and the tiny wee cushion in the tiny wee chair was just right. Neither too hard nor too soft. So Goldilocks went on sitting upon it till the bottom of the chair fell out, and the cushion with it. And she found herself sitting upon the floor. Then she looked this way and that way, and in one corner of the cottage, she noticed some steep stairs. "I will go up those stairs," she said. So she went up the steep stairs and then into a little bedroom. And there she saw three beds. One of the beds was a great big bed. One was a middle-sized bed, and one was a tiny wee bed. Being sleepy, Goldilocks lay down upon the great big bed, but she quickly got up again, for the head of the great big bed was too high. Then she lay down upon the middle-sized bed, but again she quickly got up, for the foot of the middle-sized bed was too low. And last, she lay down upon the tiny wee bed. Now the tiny wee bed was just right, neither too high at the head nor too low at the foot. So very soon Goldilocks was fast asleep upon it. When she had fallen asleep, the three bears came home from their walk in the wood. First, the great big bear espied his great big spoon standing in the porridge in his great big bowl. Someone has been tasting my porridge, roared he. And the middle-sized bear espied her middle-sized spoon standing in the porridge. In her middle-sized bowl, someone has been tasting my porridge, growled she. And last, a tiny wee bear espied his tiny wee spoon standing in his empty tiny wee bowl. Someone has been tasting my porridge, squeaked he, and has eaten it all up. By this time, the great big bear had noticed that the great big cushion that lay in his great big chair was rumpled. Someone has been sitting in my chair, roared he. Then the middle-sized bear noticed that the middle-sized cushion that lay in her middle-sized chair was rumpled. Someone has been sitting in my chair, growled she. At last, the tiny wee bear noticed that the tiny wee cushion of his tiny wee chair lay upon the floor. Someone has been sitting in my chair, squeaked he, and has set the bottom out. The three bears looked this way and that way, but saw no one. So they went up the steep stairs in the corner and then into the bedroom. And there the great big bear immediately noticed that the bedclothes which covered his great big bed were crumpled. Someone has been lying on my bed, roared he. And the middle-sized bear saw the bedclothes on her middle-sized bed were crumpled. Someone has been lying on my bed, growled she. And last, the tiny wee bear saw that the bedclothes on his tiny wee bed were lying in an odd crumpled heap. Someone has been lying on my bed, squeaked he, and here she is. Goldilocks was very much frightened to see the three bears. For a minute she stared at them while they stared back at her. Then jumping from the tiny wee bed, the little girl darted down the stairs with her golden hair flying around her head. And the three bears were so dazzled by the brightness of her hair that they stumbled as they ran after her down the stairs. When they reached the kitchen, Goldilocks had run out of the cottage door, and when they reached the door, she was a long way off, and though they ran and ran, they did not catch her, for she had run right through the wood and was safe at home with her parents. So the three bears went back home to their cottage. The end.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can hear Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Again, we appreciate Lacey and David Golden for joining us here on The Mark White Show today, and I encourage you to share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309
or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my home.